Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha and good evening, brethren, and welcome to Free Inside Ministry, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. I am Reverend Bulla Eastman, and you are listening to 99.5 FM, The Word. If you're in Hawaii, and if you're in Arizona, you're listening to Grace 91.1 FM from Eloy. On the air tonight with me is my lovely bride, Lynette.
Oh, dear Jesus, thank you. Aloha Friday!
And we have a very special guest all the way from the west side. We have Brother Rocky Williams.
Rocky in the house. Praise God. Praise
God. Oh, boy, we're going to launch ourselves right into the weekend.
Yes, amen. Free Inside is on the air Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. in both Hawaii and Arizona. You can hear us on streaming at 9:30 p.m. on 995theword.com in Hawaii and grace911.com in Arizona.
Praise God, praise God. Mahalo for tuning in with us. Free Inside is on the air Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. in both Hawaii and Arizona. Now, my brothers and sisters, do you need a word of encouragement this morning? Free Inside sends our love and aloha to all of you incarcerated at Halawa, Waiawa, OCCC, FDC, WCCC, Women, and to Saguaro, Arizona, where 1,500 of our Hawaii brothers are incarcerated. And to our listeners from other prisons in Arizona, and to those that are on the outside but need a touch from the Almighty God, welcome and thank you for stepping out in faith to hear what Jesus has brought forth to us for you today.
Amen. You can contact us at freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And if you are on Facebook, come like our Free Inside Ministry page. And for our brethren on the inside, we are so blessed by the letters that you write us, our including you, Rocky.
Praise God.
Our address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. And if you want to talk to the Reverend, you can call 808-222-2822.
Hey, we'd like to give out a big mahalo to our generous sponsors, and that would be starting with our spiritual covering coming all the way from First Assembly of God Radio. Senior Pastor Clayton Cole right there. Also, for sponsoring our radio program over there in Arizona, we'd like to thank Sister Marianne Gananciel and the congregation of the Fishers of Men Ministries, along with Pastor James Bird Mahialona and First Lady Lucy Mahialona.
Thank you, Fishers of Men.
Amen, amen.
And saving the bestest for the lastest, we'd like to thank for our program right here in Honolulu, 99.5 FM, The Word. We'd like to thank Mark and Mary Benson and Danny Asawa of
Honolulu Ford.
Praise God. Honolulu Ford.
Amen.
For making this radio program a reality, a dream come true. And hey, if you want to upgrade your vehicle, if you want a new vehicle, if you need something to get from point A to point B, just get on down to Honolulu Ford. Ask for Mark or ask for Danny. But hey, fair warning, don't go on Sundays. They're closed on Sundays.
Because Sunday, they rest.
Yeah, that's right. Honolulu Ford knows that a rested employee is a great employee.
Hallelujah.
And that's why they get off on Sundays.
Amen. Saguaro News Minute. Norfolk, Virginia. The world's largest naval base has a new commanding officer. Captain Douglas E. Beaver took the helm of Naval Station Norfolk on Friday during a change of command ceremony. He succeeds Captain Robert Clark. Beaver is a Honolulu, Hawaii native and a graduate of Virginia Tech. He reported to Norfolk in February 2014 as Clark's executive officer. The Norfolk base is home to the largest concentration of U.S. Navy forces.
Hey, just to let you know that Guillermo is no longer a threat, but Hurricane Hilda is coming up right behind it and headed towards Hawaii. And the wonderful thing about that is far enough away, we don't know what's going to happen until it gets into the Pacific arena.
Amen.
But it is a formidable storm, right now, a tropical storm, and could be passing through the island sometime next week, though it's still too early to tell how significant an impact that will be.
We'll just keep on praying, right, Bulla?
We're going to keep praying. Well, tonight's a special night, and it's special because we've got someone that's very near and dear to our very own hearts. And, you know, sometimes, what's going on here? Yo, Adrian! Oh, Adrian! This isn't the movie, this is the fish tank! I'm supposed to be on 99.5, Adrian!
but it's none other than my good friend Rocky Williams. Rocky Williams is in the house.
Rocky.
Well, you know, it's not very often. Hey, don't run up those stairs like that. I might have to give you some CPR.
Calm down, Rocky.
Amen. But, I'm out of breath already.
We are so blessed, you know. And, you know, Rocky Williams, one of the founders of Sons and Daughters of Thunder Ministry Incorporated. Now, Rocky's going to be sharing with us this evening. Now, we always talk about fruit of the ministry.
Amen.
And one of the wonderful things about the fruit in the ministry is the fact that when they're able to come out, and they're able to give back to the community. That is our dream. That is our hope.
Amen.
And that is our wish. And but, you know, sometimes we wonder, is that really going to happen? I mean, Lynn, we've been to Saguaro 16 times.
Soon to be 17.
This fall. And I tell people we're heavily invested in the kingdom of God because Saguaro is part of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And we met Rocky years and years ago.
In the early days.
And we've seen him come through the years. And now he's on this side of the fence.
It's so wonderful.
On fire for the Lord. Rocky, I just want to give you a big aloha and thank you so much for coming in the studio. And you guys, hold on, grip your shorts. You're going to get blessed tonight by this man. I guarantee
Amen.
He's on fire for the Lord. He's going to give it to you hot. He's going to give it to you straight. And don't look, you might miss something.
Straight up.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Bulla and Lynette. You know, it's such a pleasure to be here, you know, today and tonight. And I just want to say that, you know, for all of you out there listening that are still behind the walls, that are incarcerated, I want you to know that God has a plan for your life.
Hallelujah.
God has a plan for your life to see you through all the hard times, the bad times. He wants to teach you, to guide you, to correct you, to bring his word into remembrance for you. Where you are right now, this is a college. It's
That's
your wilderness
right. I like
experience.
That. Yes.
And it's not a prison because there are more people in prison outside the walls
That's right.
than there are inside.
I like that.
And God is looking for some warriors
who
come out behind those walls
That's right.
and to come out here and get into
testify.
The fight. Amen. To testify of the goodness of God.
Amen.
And you know, if God is for you, who can possibly be against you?
Amen.
You know, a lot of you guys out there know me, and you know my voice, and I just want to send my alohas to you behind the walls, and I just want to tell you that God is so good. My wife and I are just tremendously being blessed today. We have a correspondence ministry. We have a ministry where we get to feed the homeless. We get speaking engagements. We get to go out and do God's will. But see, we do it everywhere we go, 24/7, when God has us up and we're able to praise his name and give glory. I don't care if we're buying something at a shop or a store. We can greet people with praise
Amen.
The Lord today. God is good. And you know, that opens up the conversation, Pastor Bulla.
Yes, it does.
In order to share Jesus Christ. Because me, you know, I'm a rebel. I'm a rebel for Jesus Christ. And I believe that we're living in the dispensation where the grace period is about to end. We're living in a period where apostasy
True.
Is running rampant.
Apostasy.
We're living in a period of time where seducing spirits and doctrines of demons are grabbing hold of
yes,
the masses
are.
And leading them straight. You got to remember, the Lord said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities,
right.
against
Amen.
Powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we need to stand. We need to put on the full armor every single day. You need to get up in the morning, get on your knees, give God his glory with an attitude of gratitude, as Pastor Bulla would say. Every morning, get up with that attitude, thanking him, not for what you don't have, but for what you do have.
Hey, Rocky, let's, you know, like I said, you're on fire. In fact, I feel like I'm at a feel like I'm at a barbecue right now, standing next to the hibachi. It's getting kind of warm in here.
Praise God.
Anybody got some hot dogs? We'll be able to cook them right off that fire coming
Amen.
Off my brother right there. But, you know, let's back it up because, Rocky, you know, I know there has to have been a time in your life. And knowing that, you know, you did serve some time, you know, we're not going to make any bones about that, but there's somebody sitting in their cell tonight, Rocky. They're sitting on the edge of that bed. They're looking
That's
up
right.
out of their bunk. They're going, yeah, Rocky, y'all that because you're outside now. Easy, you're outside. But, you know, in your life, there had to be a conscious decision. There had to be a moment in time, if you could just freeze that, where you decided that you were just going to go all in for God. Because there's somebody sitting right now. They say, I don't know about this God thing. It's like, my life's all messed up, man. I'm serving. I could be on career inside here.
Give them the truth, Rocky.
And because it wasn't always where you are today. There were some trials. There were some tribulations.
Amen.
But the Lord said, don't worry. Be of good cheer because I have conquered the world. And we are overwhelmingly conquerors. But what was it for you that brought you from the dark side into the light?
Amen.
Pastor Bulla, I can remember many nights and many days sitting in a cell, 8x11, 8x15, looking out a small, tiny window at dirt and desert, and just wishing as you watch TV and or you read the news and people going and coming and just wishing for the opportunity to be free once again. And at your lowest point, you either look up or you go down deeper into your degradation.
Wow.
In prison, they have just as many drugs. In prison, you still have the hate and the anger. You have the bitterness. The recidivism rate is a revolving door.
Yes, sir.
Out and in, because there's a hole and there's a void inside each and every individual.
Amen.
And the only way that void can be filled
is Jesus.
Is with Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And one day, I got on my knees and I said, if you're real, God, manifest yourself to me.
Ooh,
make
glory.
Your word known to me. Because I've tried to open the Bible many times, but it didn't make no sense.
That's right.
It was like just words. I didn't understand what they were saying. But it was individuals like Free Inside Ministry that came behind the walls to those that are that the world considers lost.
Yes.
That the world considers the dredges of society. But you came and you flew from Hawaii to Arizona and you showed aloha and so much love and so much care. And it was real. At first, we want to look and see. But when we see somebody cares about us and they care about us because Jesus cares about them and has shown them so much love that it shows and comes to us. And we open that word and I begin to open it. And I said, well, maybe there's something to it. And you know, Pastor Bulla and Lynette, God don't mind a challenge.
Amen.
God don't mind a challenge because what for me, I challenge God. You got to show me that you are God. I want to know personally.
And he's real.
Amen.
Well, you know, that's why that song that we have tonight is just so beautiful because, you know, it's from our good brother, Jeff Rasmussen.
We love you, Jeff.
Love you, Jeffy. He just came back from tour with us.
Thank you for saving him this
week. This is in alignment right with your what you've been talking about, Rocky. It's called My Trusted Friend. This is for all our brothers and sisters out there on both sides of the fence listening tonight.
Amen.
You love me endlessly. I fall short every day, and sin continually. When I fall, you pick me up, then you dust me clean. Put me on my feet again. Lord, you're my trusted friend. All I see is you. You want me to be true. No matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Jeff. Praise you know, God. We just talk about that song.
Ooh, and, Holy Spirit.
My trusted friend.
Thank you, Father.
Because I think it's in that dark times, Rocky, when we look at it, that we just wonder, you know, can we trust anybody when in prison? Look where we're at.
Praise him in the storm.
Sometimes, Peter. You know, and you always hear us say this in ministry, brother, is you, sometimes you just got to lose all your resources to know who your source is.
Yes.
Amen.
And if any of you out there Amen. Tonight are feeling like you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold
yes,
on, because it's going to turn around. You're right. You see, we give up too easily. And a lot of people, they don't know that their breakthrough is right around the corner. God didn't put you in that storm to blow you off course. He put you in that storm to blow you on course.
Amen.
You just got to know who's in control. It's not you. It's all about Jesus. We've got the eternal solution to your temporary situation. I don't care what the length of your sentence is. That's a temporary situation, because all of us are going to live in eternity. The decision is, where are you going to be? And, you know, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I've come to give you life, and in abundance, not manini, not small kind, in abundance. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. Don't shut me down when I start preaching good. But, Brother Rocky, you know, we're just blessed. And so now you made that decision. You've done what you had to do. Now you've been on the outside for a while. You're all over. God's blessing you with so many opportunities. But what about the guy that just comes out? What do you think is the most important thing that a brother or a sister needs to do when they get on this side of the fence again?
The first thing that you need to do, and should be a priority, is to get plugged in
glory.
To the body of Christ.
Amen. Rocky.
To get plugged in and stay plugged in. Don't come visit a couple times and come back one or twice. You plug in. You go to Bible studies. You go to church. You get involved
get
with
fed.
The body of Christ, and you continuously give God glory. Pastor Bulla, I would just like to share with someone.
Yes.
You know, all of you incarcerated, your circumstances, no matter what they may be, reach inside and bring out the love for everyone you meet, even behind walls. The greatest gift is love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And when you can love your neighbor
Amen.
Or your cellmate or the next person, and they're going to see the light, they're going to see something different about you. Because when the light of Jesus Christ comes upon you, people Hallelujah. Gravitate to the light.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, Rocky, I just gotta tell you. You know, I was sitting here listening to the trusted friend, and I was reminiscing back when we first came to Saguaro, and I remember, you know, you would come up to us after we get done doing our service, and you were just you just had such bright eyes, and you know, and just to see you have transition, and on this side of the fence, and how you are sold out for the Lord.
Praise God,
man. I mean, just. I am in awe of God, what he can do.
You know, Lynette, it's so awesome that, you know, God begins to raise you up. When you're faithful to God, he's faithful to you.
Yes,
when you
hallelujah.
Draw near to him, he draws near to you. He has given me a beautiful,
pretty,
wonderful wife.
Yes, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's there by my side. And you need a helpmate. Don't be unequally yoked, brother.
Yeah, that's, no, that's a good word. Amen.
And you be evenly yoked. And, and God just directs your steps. He makes the crooked path straight.
Yes, hallelujah.
Well, you know, the wonderful thing about that, Rocky, is that you have grabbed onto God wholeheartedly, you know, and you live for the Lord now. And, you know, you're such an inspiration to so many, but it's just, You know, a lot of people are going to ask, is it that easy? I mean, come on, Rocky. I'm a career criminal. Is it that easy? I mean, cannot be, right? It's always supposed to be. And you know what we tell them, Rocky? Try Jesus for like 60 days. And if it doesn't work out, not a problem, because the devil will take you back.
Easy.
Amen.
Easy. You know, but living in the life of being incarcerated and coming out, a lot of times it gets frustrating and it gets tough for everyone. I tell them, you just got to pray. You got to pray. See, God's going to break you so he can break you to bless you.
Amen.
But you got to remember, even in the miracles when they fed the 5,000, the miracle wasn't in the fact that the food was in the basket. Jesus, all he did was pray. It was when the disciples took the bread and the fish and they broke what was in their hand, the miracle began to happen.
Amen.
Sometimes we've got to break what's in our hand. Amen. You got to break that habit. You got to break that addiction. You got to break that relationship. You've got to break it, because God's already prayed over you. God's already ready to bless you. But you got to break something and the miracles are going to happen. Maybe it's a break to that old stinking thinking that you got.
That's
maybe
right.
You got to break that attitude you've got. You got to get an attitude of gratitude. Maybe it's a break in not trusting anybody. You got to trust in Jesus. Once you break something, God's going to multiply like he did with the feeding the thousands. But it didn't happen until they broke. See, that's the angels calling us right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The angels want to come down and sup with us right now. Thank you, Jesus. But you see, they had to break that. You know, and you think of Jacob when he was wrestling with God.
Amen.
Something had to give. God wasn't going to give. Jacob had to give up his hip.
Yep, he did.
When he gave up his hip, God took care of that.
That's right.
See, sometimes we're so scared of losing what we got when we know that God's got everything we need. What we have is nothing compared to what's waiting for us in the kingdom of heaven, because we are heirs to the kingdom of heaven.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about, Pastor Buller. We are heirs. You know, the Bible says, I have not seen nor ear heard the things that I have prepared for you. You know, this world that we live in, brothers and sisters, is temporary.
Hallelujah.
You see in the natural, but see, when the Spirit of God comes into you, he gives you spiritual eyes to see and ears to hear.
Hallelujah.
And a heart that understands. Amen. We're going to walk on streets of gold. We're going to have a mansion in the sky. You know how Jesus, Pastor Buller, appeared
right there
in the midst.
That's the midst.
And he was there. Who? Praise God.
Thank
this
you,
world
is that a
ain't
ghost?
Got nothing compared to what God has in store for us. Amen.
Well, you know,
Amen.
That's faith. You know, and someone told me the definition of faith is forwarding all issues to heaven.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I like that is because if you're going to forward all your issues to heaven, then you just got to smile and say, God, it's on you. And his will be done. But we live in that remote control society where we want everything like that, like now.
A microwave?
Yeah, microwave this. We want to microwave our salvation. Yeah. But God says, you got to pay your dues. Don't worry, I'm going to take care of you. You're going to sing some blues, pay some dues, but I'm going to take care of you.
But remember what you always say, right?
Huh.
We got to do what we can do, and then God will do the rest. You can't just sit there and expect God to make everything happen for you. You have to put your effort in, too.
Well, a lot of times we God's going to bless me, and I'm going to get a job. I just want to get off the couch, and I don't want to watch TV all day. No, you got to get off your butt. You got to get out. You got to fill out some applications. You got to knock on some doors.
Go in faith.
Deal with some rejection, and the Lord.
That's okay.
See, once you exhaust all of your natural resources, then that's when the supernatural comes in.
Amen.
Because God won't do for you what you can do for yourself. God can only do what he can do, and that's the supernatural. But a lot of times we get lazy. We start blaming everybody around us. There's nobody to blame. You know, God, Jesus didn't give up when he had that cross on his shoulders, when he was beaten to a bloody pulp that his own mother couldn't even recognize him.
That's
when he had the crown of thorns and blood was coming out of his brow, when his back looked like Hamburger Helper, when he never gave up. He was so crushed physically, emotionally, and spiritually. But the one thing I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, even Jesus need help. See, the Roman soldier told Simon from Cyrene, pick up that cross. See, there came a point in time when Jesus could no longer carry that cross. But Simon from Cyrene carried the cross to Golgotha. The reason I mentioned that, my brothers and sisters, for those of you that are saying, I get them. I'm telling you, liar, pants on fire. You don't got it.
Amen.
Because even
Amen.
If Jesus needed help, flesh incarnate right there, if he needed help,
that's right.
Even we need help at times. And the great thing about that, his name is Jesus. See, he had to do what he did so he could leave us the helper. He could leave us the advocate. He could leave us the Holy Spirit. And when he did that on the cross, there was a transference that happened right there.
That's right. That's right. Praise God. Praise God, Pastor Buller. You know, we have to not just think that we can do it by ourselves. We have to depend upon God and the Holy Spirit to direct our steps. You know,
Amen.
Let me tell you something. God didn't promise us a rose garden here on this earth.
That's right.
He didn't say everything was going to be okay. But you remember something. You didn't choose God. God chose you, and he ordained you that you should bring forth fruit and whatever you ask in his name. and in his will, he will grant it for you. But you know what? Remember, he's always, always the calm in the storm. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the day, because the day wasn't promised, but you gave it to us, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your Holy Spirit that you've put inside of us, Father, that teaches us, guides us, corrects us.
Thank you, Lord.
Brings all things into remembrance, Father.
Into perspective.
Thank you for your word, Father God.
Ooh, yes.
That we can go into each and every day, Father God, and just learn and grow so that we can know who
Lord.
We are
yes, Lord. We
in
thank
Christ.
You,
we pray for those, Lord God, that are struggling and suffering, Father God.
And depending on themselves.
Yes, Father. And who don't know you. Oh. We pray, Lord God, for compassion that you would stir up the body of Christ
Hallelujah.
To be not just hearers, but to be doers, Father
Ooh,
God.
Yes.
There are so many of us, Father God, that we've become complacent. We become so fixated on us and what we have and what I want, Father, not realizing that you have called us to go out into the highways
yes.
and to the,
and the
byways to share your word.
Thank
so,
you, Lord.
Father God, we pray for the loss.
Yes,
because you've already put us in your hedge of protection.
Yes, Father.
You've already, Lord God, been guiding our steps. Guide our steps that we can persevere in this battle that we have on
in
earth.
These days.
Lord God, we just pray blessings upon Hawaii, Father God, Arizona, and for everyone that's listening
yes, Lord.
All over this,
yes,
this country.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus',
in Jesus name. Name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, if you have an opportunity and you'd like to participate and be a financial partner with us, the easiest way to do that is to go to our website, and that's freeinsideministry.org. There's a donation tab up on the top left. Takes you right to a safe and secure site. You can make a one-time donation or a monthly donation. Just to let you know, every dollar that you invest into the kingdom, the Lord is going to multiply, and it'll ensure us the opportunity to keep spreading the good news over the airwaves.
Amen.
And we take no income out of this because we're more concerned about the outcome.
Yes,
and if
sir.
You want to partner with us, it's not about the size of the donation. It's about the size of your heart.
Your
and
heart.
The Lord sees your heart. And we just want to thank all of you that have financially supported us in the past. And
yes,
for those of
you
that
so
are praying
much.
For us, we thank you for your prayers because
yes.
we covet your prayers because it's only through prayer that any or all of this can be done. You know, we just wanted to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. You know, if you're tired of getting messed up, come on over here and get blessed up. And that's every night at 9:30 p.m.
Because
you got to know you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Have a wonderful weekend. We're going to hook back up on Monday. Pastor Kawa Kwan, hey, if you got a chance, talk to Daddy up in heaven. He's waiting
yes,
for
he
you to talk story with them.
Amen.
Go get some rest and be blessed.
Amen.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.